Good morning. Another clear and comfortable start to the day across most of interior New York and New England, with a fair amount of sunshine already starting to carry us off our morning lows. Many locations did dip back into the 50s overnight. Some stayed in the 60s, but the humidity levels remain in check. Gradually today, though, as high pressure slides to the east, we'll begin to see the humidity creep back in. It may be noticeable for some by the end of the day. Otherwise, we'll have a good deal of sunshine mixed with some clouds, and high temperatures will be in the lower to middle 80s. Like yesterday, a little bit of energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will pivot through the region, and that could touch off a stray shower or a thunderstorm, primarily across the Adirondack Mountains in the afternoon, but most everyone will stay dry through the evening hours. In fact, overnight tonight, it'll be dry and comfortable again, with clear skies, temperatures back into the lower and middle 60s. This will set us up for a mostly sunny and dry start to the weekend. Again, a more summer-like feel with the humidity coming up a bit more on Saturday. And we do run the risk of an isolated shower or thunderstorm, but primarily dry in the middle to upper 80s. A slightly higher chance of a thunderstorm on Sunday, but again, generally dry with mostly sunny skies and summer-like humidity in the upper 80s. A front will approach from the west on Monday, the risk of a few showers and thunderstorms, otherwise hazy, hot, and humid with highs around 90. And as that front approaches, then moves through on Tuesday and Wednesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny with highs sliding back through the middle 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an expansive area of high pressure is expected to dominate much of the central and eastern United States through the weekend, bringing relatively pleasant and dry weather across the region. The front over the Florida Peninsula will remain stalled out over the state and will maintain an abundance of showers and thunderstorms across much of Florida through the weekend. Meanwhile, a front extending from the northern plains to the central Rockies and into the Great Basin will move eastward, with the northern portion of the front crossing the upper Midwest and upper Great Lakes through today, while the south portion of the boundary stalls out over the Intermountain region. The boundary will produce showers and thunderstorms. Some of them could be severe, as indicated by the Storm Prediction Center. The showers and storms will move across much of the Midwest through tonight and into tomorrow. Elsewhere, monsoonal moisture and daytime heating will produce showers and storms from the desert southwest, north, and east across portions of the Great Basin and into the central and southern Rockies going through the beginning of the weekend. Some of the rainfall will be heavy and some localized flash flooding will be possible. And an all-time record high was set in Paris yesterday when it reached 108.7 degrees. More intense heat is expected in northern Europe into the weekend. At Mount Washington, partly cloudy skies and 48 degrees with a west wind at 15 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 48 degrees. In Albany this morning, mostly sunny skies and 61 degrees, the dew point 60, 97% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.25 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 110 degrees at Needles, California, to a low of 24 at Copper Basin, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-80s, Boston mostly sunny, mid-80s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny skies with highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 85 degrees, the low 59. The average temperature 72, that's right on normal for this time of year. No precipitation yesterday for the month, 3.56 inches, which is 24 hundredths of an inch above normal, and 24.43 inches for the year, which is 2.54 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees, the average low 62. The record high 96 set in 1963, and the record low 46 in 1976. Sunrise this morning was at 5:40 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:22 p.m. 14 hours and 42 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with just the outside risk of a thunderstorm and highs in the lower 80s. mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with just the outside risk of a thunderstorm, mainly in the Adirondacks, and highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower to mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, more humidity in the middle and upper 80s. Mostly sunny and humid on Sunday with just an isolated thunderstorm, upper 80s. A mix of hazy sun and clouds, humid on Monday with scattered thunderstorms around 90. A mix of sun and clouds and humid Tuesday and Wednesday with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the mid-80s. And a mix of sun and clouds back into the lower 80s on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.